Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that a Democrat senator just ripped his glasses off on camera and admitted the one thing they've been hiding for decades? He literally said the quiet part out loud, something we've always known. But now the Democrats have gotten so desperate, they're openly sounding the alarm and confessing to their crime in the process. Stick with me to the very end of this video because the data I'm about to show you on how the Democrats' political power is completely collapsing will absolutely blow your mind. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world that you are making happen each and every day. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For years, conservatives have argued that the Democrats have been deliberately benefiting from illegal migration beyond just potential votes. We saw this most particularly in the 2020 census when illegal migrants were counted as part of the population. And as a result, blue states got disproportionately more congressional seats and electoral votes apportioned to them than what accurately reflects their real citizenship numbers. Remember, people have been fleeing blue states for the last decade now. We affectionately refer to them as leftugees. So, for example, over the last 15 years, about a net 100,000 residents have been leaving California every single year, more than those who enter. And yet, California hasn't lost any congressional seats or electoral votes. And that's because the open southern border has allowed California to largely replace their falling citizenship population with illegal migrants. And the numbers are pretty shocking. According to research from the Center for Immigration Studies, California has an estimated 2.1 million illegal migrants as of the 2020 census. And that number alone contributed to California gaining one additional House seat in 2020. When including U.S.-born children of illegal migrants, this increases California's gain to two seats. And it's not just California. According to a study conducted by the Heritage Foundation, the 2020 census overcounted the population in seven blue states and undercounted the population virtually all red states. And as a result, Florida was cheated out of two additional House seats they should already have. Texas missed one seat they should have gotten. Rhode Island kept a seat they should have lost, and Minnesota retained a seat they didn't deserve. But what it actually gets worse. That Center for Immigration Studies study found that immigrants shifted 17 House seats in 2020. Again, the key here is that illegal migrants don't have to actually cast an illegal, ineligible vote to change our politics. Their presence in the United States Census is enough to profoundly alter our political landscape. This is what Democrats understand that, unfortunately, most Americans don't. Every illegal migrant counted in the census increases blue state power without that person ever casting a ballot. It's the perfect crime. Political representation without political participation. And so that is the real reason Democrats are flipping out over Trump's mass deportation efforts, which, by the way, the numbers have hit, it looks like, about 2.5 million since January. 2.5 million illegal migrants have either been forcibly removed or have self-deported. That is the real reason why their cronies in black robes in just four court jurisdictions across the country keep issuing nationwide injunctions trying to halt the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts. It's got nothing to do with due process. It's got nothing to do with the Constitution. It's got nothing to do with compassion and being humane or anything even remotely like that. It has everything, literally everything to do with maintaining political power. And Democrats are now openly admitting it. This is California State Senator Christopher Cabaldon. He was caught on camera saying the quiet part out loud. Check this confession out.
To preserve redistricting in the future is to make sure that that doesn't become the case. If California, if a year from now, or a month from now, or if a week from now, if your cousin is kidnapped off the street, if UCLA closes down, if we announce that there won't be an election, if the census that we're relying on for the commission's next stab at redistricting doesn't include 1.5 million Californians in it, if we have no democracy left and we look back and said, if only we could have done something. Well, the nice thing about this is that we are in a time machine. We can do something. We know what is coming because it's in Project 2025. It's been
they're still harping on Project 25. It's Project 25! Project 25! And the Democrats are so freaking gullible. But, I mean, as you just heard there, they're openly admitting, they're panicking that they cannot win without cheating. They cannot hold on to power without illegal mind, without people who should not be in this nation in the first place. Now, the irony in all of this is that while corrupt politicians like that California state senator have been weaponizing the census for their own political power, there's actually never been a better time for freedom-loving Americans to take control of their own financial futures. In fact, you know, if you've been wanting to get into crypto investing, so like Bitcoin or Ethereum and the like, but you've always been turned off or intimidated by the incredible volatility, well, meet your knight in shining armor. Block Trust IRA has a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world. That's among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data. And it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. Block Trust IRA then sells at the highs and then buys again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I'm a proud client of Block Trust IRA. I have my own account with them. And gang, I'm just going to tell you, I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, a truck driver, small business owner, or retiree, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how that can help you join the Trump financial revolution. It's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And for the best part, for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account. Gang, don't wait. It's amazing. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. So this is the real reason why the Democrats and the legacy media are all panicking over Trump's plans for a mid-decade census that deliberately excludes illegal migrants. What Trump is brilliantly doing here with this mid-decade census is he's basically bringing forward into the present the future end result of this mass deportation program, which is nonetheless going to take years to fully implement. But if we simply exclude all illegal aliens from a new census now, we don't have to wait for the end result. And if that happens, if Trump succeeds with a mid-decade census update, I mean, gang, the political earthquake is going to be massive. California is projected to lose 4 to 5 electoral votes. New York and Illinois would be facing significant losses, 4 to 5 electoral votes. Between them, they would all lose congressional seats by the double digits. And red states would end up gaining electoral votes by the double digits with 22 more House seats to boot. Again, the Democrats would be permanently locked out of power as a result. And that explains the desperation. That explains why Democrats are confessing through sounding the alarm. They built their entire electoral strategy on census manipulation, and Trump is dismantling it in real time. And what makes matters even worse for Democrats, a new census is overwhelmingly supported by the vast majority of the electorate. Our good friend Mark Mitchell over at Rasmussen, he's been doing some pretty extensive polling on this, and he's found that when people find out that illegal migrants were counted in the 2020 census, they're livid. And that includes a majority of Democrats. A clear majority is appalled when they find out that illegals were counted in the 2020 census. And if that's the case, they want a new census where all illegal migrants are excluded. All told, 57% of likely voters support a new mid-decade census. It's almost a supermajority. But again, to make matters even worse for Democrats, if it could be, I mean, it looks like we don't even have to wait for a new census to see the Republicans finally get the congressional apportionment that's actually reflective of the partisan makeup of our actual citizenry. And that's, of course, because of the mass redistricting that's happening all across red states as we speak. As you know, we've been following it very closely. Texas is gaining 5 more Republican seats. Florida's announced they're going to be adding 5 more Republican seats. Ohio is redistricting for 2 to 3 more Republican seats. Missouri's adding 1. Indiana is adding 1. And a number of other red states are considering joining the redistricting trend, especially if the Supreme Court overturns what's called the VRA, the Voting Rights Act that the Democrats have been exploiting to draw out majority-minority districts that deliberately exclude whites. So if that is overturned for being the racist district drawing that it is, forget about it. You could see upwards of 25 Democrat districts disappear literally overnight as being unconstitutional. And red states like Louisiana have already said they're going to be redrawing those districts into thoroughly red districts. Meanwhile, in the process, California Democrats are scrambling to gerrymander even further to maintain their illegal advantage. But the irony is so extraordinary. Number one, what Gavin Newsom is doing there, and again, Rich Barris, our good friend over at the People's Pundit, has been doing very good work on this. It's disproportionately affecting Latinos. So this redistricting in California is disproportionately disenfranchising Latino voters who are increasingly becoming Republicans. And that is what Gavin Newsom is really freaking out about. He's just using the Texas redistricting as an excuse to try to dilute Latino vote that's increasingly moving to the right. So Latino, that's only going to further exacerbate that move. Latinos are only going to further, that's only going to hasten the move all the further to the right. And the irony is that polls show that the referendum that they'll be voting on in November to change their redistricting map, that may indeed go down in flames. It has yet to get majority support. And even if it passes, it's going to be held up in court because of flagrantly violating the California Constitution, which requires a redistricting committee to draw up the congressional map, not the Sacramento legislature. So make no mistake, every census count, every redistricting battle, every electoral vote, it's all been skewed by the deliberate importing of non-citizens to boost Democratic power. And now we have them saying it out loud. This is why the 2026 midterms matter more probably than any other midterm in our lifetimes. Will Trump's census reform pass? Will redistricting battles succeed? I mean, the future of American democracy, if you think it through, actual democracy, not the Democrats' manipulated version, really does hang in the balance. And I want to know what you think. Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else, because the truth is finally coming out, one confession at a time. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.